So as I said, in this presentation, we're going to learn about the different types of cell, but let's just pull back for a second to refresh ourselves as to what is a cell. And we're going to go back to cell theory for this, and this is something you should have learned about in a previous science course. So cell theory has three main points. The first is that all living things are made of cells. So anything that's considered to be alive is made up of individual cells. The second point is that cells are the basic units of structure and function in all living things. They are considered the building blocks of life. So all living things are made up of at least a single cell, and larger, more complex living things are made up of multiple cells, and these cells act as the building blocks for these living organisms. And the final point in cell theory is that new cells are only made from pre-existing cells. So you can't just take a bunch of ingredients that make up a cell, like a cell membrane, cytoplasm, genetic material, throw it into a blender and come up with a cell. You can only produce a new cell from a pre-existing cell through cell division or through sexual reproduction. And you can just see on the image on this slide at the bottom, we have three different types of cells from three different types of organisms. The bottom left is tissue from humans, so these are eukaryotic cells. In the middle, these are plant cells from an onion. And on the far right, we have bacterial cells, and these are unicellular organisms. So the two pictures on the left are showing multicellular organisms, and the single image on the right is a unicellular organism. In each case, the organisms are made up of cells, since they are living, and the cell is the fundamental building block of life.